This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Steve Classic, you got to get used to the new way.
Oh, okay.
Some of our listeners might not know, but we've cut out half of the breaks.
Right. Oh, so.
And so now we only do a break at the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour. So that means we do far less and we're backs.
So when we say and we're back, it's we.
Well, usually at the top of the hour, it's we. And then at the bottom of the hour, it'll be an individual.
Okay.
Generally speaking,
right,
unless we do what we did the last bottom of the hour, which was somebody started and then we harmonized on top of it.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah. Sometimes we'll mix it up.
We ad-lib it. We mix it up. Try to keep it fresh here on the Sunday night edition.
Thank you.
Of Free Talk Live. Our telephone number is what?
603-283-6160.
What's the nickname for that phone number?
That is the domestic terrorist hotline.
That implies that there's a feral terrorist hotline. Do you know what that number is?
I do not know that.
I think it's also 603-283-6160. If you're a feral terrorist, feel free to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Nikki Sunshine.
Nikki Sunshine.
All right.
That's it.
Somehow I...
Actually, no, the... Now I'm Nikki Moonlight. Nikki Moonshine.
I was going to say, can we combine the two? I think I prefer you as Nikki Moonshine.
Yeah.
Because
after that about
implies,
like 7 o'clock, then it's Nikki Moonshine.
That implies you're bringing me booze. There are a few things I like more in life, although I'm currently on the wagon, so if you did bring me booze, I'd have to save it for later.
Yep.
When I'm no longer on the wagon.
On the wagon.
Yeah. I don't...
Off the...
I don't get it. So, yeah, it's on the wagon, but off the sauce. It's like...
You're off the sauce, but you're on the wagon.
Yeah, so when I'm... On the sauce, I'm off the wagon?
That is correct.
Guess so.
Yeah, because it's like they're the opposite meanings.
Well, it depends which wagon, I suppose.
It's not tail wagon, I'll tell you that. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have an unscreened caller. You're live on the air. What's your name, please?
Good evening. My name is Michael.
Hey,
I'm
Michael.
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Oh, no.
What's on your
mind? My condolences.
A little town called Madison. If Steve's familiar with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Steve's familiar with Connecticut. He is desperately trying to escape.
Yes, but I'm a New Hampshire resident now.
Nice.
Eventually, I will, too.
Yeah,
I wanted to divert the conversation to alcohol. Here in Connecticut...
Let's booze it up.
There's a little battle going on to get wine in the grocery stores.
Wine?
The funny thing is I work in a liquor store and a grocery store for both my W-2 activities. So it's kind of fun to watch the whole thing. I mean, firstly, the liquor commission should not even exist. You know, alcohol should be left to the free market. And it's just, you know, the whole alcohol industry is really just one giant cartel.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to that. And I personally am going to change careers. And I've done liquor business most of my life, and I'm changing careers. I don't even drink anymore. I will eventually New Hampshire. That's my
goal. The liquor stores are run by the state.
If you don't drink anymore, do you drink any less?
A lot less, yeah.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Yeah. It's just the whole thing is so ridiculous to watch. You just think get rid of the taxes, the government central planning and all that, and just whoever wants to sell, you want to start your own brewery. Start your own brewery
why not?
Sell whatever you want.
Yeah, prohibition should have taught us all we needed to know about that. But instead, what happened is governments monopolized the industry and became essentially the drug dealer in the relationship, right? Here in New Hampshire, the liquor stores are still state-run, and so they definitely have the monopoly, and you can't get... Like, I've tried to get specialty orders, and they're like, no, we just can't order that. I'm like, why not? I don't know, because we're the state of New Hampshire. And I'm like, oh, okay. But back in Washington State, when I lived there, they were, when I first moved there, they were all state-run. But then at some point, they were like, no, 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 we're going to let it be free market now. And what they did was horrific.
Oh, no.
What they did was horrific. Anybody who desired to be an independent booze distributor was sort of...
A retailer.
A retailer was sort of kicked out of the business. Like, people tried to open, like, just, like, Bob's liquor store in, like, a mini mall, you know, kind of thing next to a Little Caesar's Pizza or whatever in the strip mall. And those guys could not compete because they gave all of the favoritism and tax breaks to all of the giant retailers, like, I think Total Wine was the biggest one.
Liquor Warehouse.
Total Wine and more was the biggest one.
That's regulatory capture at work there.
Right.
So, yeah. So in Connecticut, you're saying about the wine, is it going to be available in grocery stores?
They're planning to vote on that.
Okay.
I think in the near future. They had a big hearing. All the package stores and wholesalers came out against it, and all the big grocery stores came out for it. It's just...
Yeah, I guess
it's just, kind of an interesting little kabuki show to watch. You know,
whoever has the biggest lobby will win that one.
Yeah. And, the other thing is we sell we sell cigarettes in our package store.
Mm-hmm.
Starting last year, the state makes us card everybody who buys cigarettes, regardless of age.
So annoying.
I'm 78 years old. Sorry, I got to card you.
They tried to do a sting on us a couple of weeks ago. They sent a younger person in, and the owner carded him. But, I mean, what are they going to do? Send an 85-year-old grandmother to go in and try to buy a pack of Newport?
Yeah, they probably will.
Well, they're making it in some gas stations and stuff, at least around here, where the cashier has to scan the ID.
Yeah. The license. Because
I tried to buy something the other day, and I only had my temporary paper ID from New Hampshire that they give you before they send in the real card.
Yep.
And I couldn't buy what I was buying. She was like, I'm so sorry, but I literally cannot cash you out without scanning your card.
In Washington State, when they legalized recreational marijuana, they made it so that you had to present ID in order to make a purchase at these recreational stores. What they didn't tell you was they put it in this little machine that is a scanner and logs the barcode on the back of your driver's license. And so I lived down the street, like three blocks away from one of these recreational marijuana stores, and they knew me. Right, I would go in there they had wake and bake Sundays, so if you got in there, if you got in there between 9 and 10 a.m. on a Sunday, they had discounts. They had a special grab bag where if you paid $20, you could just reach your hand in and grab one, and it was like a fun thing. You know, whatever you got is what you got for your money. But at any rate, I go in there one time, and they're like, oh, hey, good to see you. And I'm like, yeah, you too. And I'm like, oh, I'll get one of these and one of those. And, you know, they're like, is that all? I'm like, yeah, sure. And they're like, okay, your ID. And I hand them my ID. And they put it in this little machine, and they wait for the screen to give them the okay. And they go, oh, I'm sorry, we can't sell to you. And I'm like, oh, ha, ha. I thought he was kidding me, right? Because like, they know me, and we just
I've been here.
I'm like, ha, ha. You know, I'm in here, like, you know, every Sunday or whatever. And he's like, no, your license is expired, and so we actually can't. Do
that
the transaction.
So,
the register won't allow them to complete. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't even like they couldn't even look the other way if they wanted to. The register, the point of sale system they're using, prevented them from completing the transaction because my license had expired unbeknownst to me.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what happened to me at the gas station. And it was pretty upsetting just because legally I can, you know, I could buy that product, right? Same thing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Legally, you could buy that product. But because of all of the state regulations or company policies and stuff like that, where you either have to scan the card or whatever, it just seems unlawful at the very least, you know?
Yeah, so getting back to our caller, what other crazy things happening in Connecticut that you hate?
You need a scorecard.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have Connecticut tyranny bingo going on?
Jolly man.
All right. Anything else you want to say?
I think that's about it. I actually do plan to go to New Hampshire. The funny thing is I signed the Free State Project, a pledge like over a decade ago, and I never got my act together.
Well, get it together, buddy.
I did the same thing, and I'm 2 years into New Hampshire, even though I'm not living here. Well, I am living here. But yeah. I'm still.
We could certainly use the help. And thanks for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Let's move right along to another unscreened caller. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name, please?
This is Frank from Michigan.
Hey, Frank. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, I want to ask you about your Fed case. Do you have a sentencing date scheduled yet?
I don't have a Fed case, but if you're talking about Ian's case, there is a date scheduled. I believe it's in April.
April 18th.
I believe that is the date.
All right. I'm Ian, my bad.
That's okay. He's just he's not on the air tonight, so.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the other question was, I don't know if you guys are familiar with a character that used to be live in New Hampshire and would be on the radio occasionally, a cat by the name of Sam Malone. I think he moved to Texas. He was friends with Ian back in the day. I was wondering if anybody knows what he's up to these days.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. In fact, the only Sam Malone I know is the character from Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Any relation?
I don't think so. I think that was his name. Sam Malone. I thought it was named Sam. Well, I could be wrong about that, but
hey, it's okay.
Anyway,
anything else you want to say?
Hey, that's it.
Hey, appreciate the call. Thanks for calling. 603-283-6160. Let's move on to one of my favorite callers, and hopefully one of your favorite callers. It's Jerome in South Carolina.
Oh, awesome.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah, don't do it. Don't go to bed with a price on your head. Don't do it. But keep your eye on the sparrow till the going gets narrow. Hey, you know, I know you
don't. Wait, hang on, Jerome. Thanks
That's
for,
awesome.
Thanks for
sure.
mentioning birds in there. Yeah. That seems to be a
bring it back.
You know, you were talking about birds. You know, I remember when I was much younger than I am right now, I was watching a movie one night, and it was called The Birds.
Mm. Alfred Hitchcock, yeah. Classic.
That'll scare the hell out of you.
Indeed it will.
I never forgot that movie, and that was a long time ago. I don't like horror movies. I don't like horror movies. I don't like horror stuff at all, period. You know, never. Don't ever invite me to a horror movie, because I'm not going. Just don't like that stuff. Hey, by the way, I found out something today I didn't really know. At like 7 of the last 8 presidential elections, or as Gilda Radner would say, that the Republican Party lost the popular vote. Gee, I wonder why. They're such nice people. Everybody loves them. 7 of the last popular vote. Okay? I don't understand it. They're such good people.
Aren't all votes based on popularity? Isn't that the whole thing? It's basically a popularity contest, and whoever's the most popular wins.
But didn't Stuart Spaulding say, I'm kind enough, I'm good enough, and doggone the people like me?
Stuart Smalley.
Didn't they get the memo? Huh?
Isn't that Stuart Smalley?
Yeah, right. Stuart Smalley from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
I miss him, and I miss Dieter.
Yeah.
Sprockets, Dieter, it's time to dance.
I miss,
look at my look at the monkey. My monkey Klaus. My monkey Klaus.
Look here. We got 2 people from the state here. One's already declared she's running, and the other one, he's like ready to dip his toe. That's Nikki Haley and Tim Scott. I just want to make this declaration. If they ever become president, the chance of them being president about the same as me being like sex change. I get a sex change, okay? I become a hermaphrodite, okay? That's the chances of them becoming president of this.
I believe the proper term is an itsmaphrodite, like no pronouns here.
Hey, Nikki Haley said that Raphael Warnock, who ran for senator against everyone's favorite football star, Herschel Walker, the guy who lives in Texas, but ran for office in Georgia, said that Raphael Warnock needs to be deported. Just remember that. Remember that, Democrats, when she runs, she wants the black people to be deported, okay? Just remember that.
So, Jerome,
I don't know who any of these people are, honestly.
It's pretty great when you call, because you represent a portion of the United States population who watches way too much political television.
Hey, well, I was watching Fox today, and they were trying to blame the Democrats for that chemical spill in Ohio. I said, oh, yeah.
What? Wait. Aren't you a Democrat?
Yeah.
Why are you watching the Republican news channel?
Sometimes I like to see how the other half lives, you know. And I don't like it.
You do realize, of course, that not everybody is either a Republican or a Democrat, right?
Well, if you're not a Republican, independent, you're just a Republican in denial. That's all you are.
No, I'm neither Republican or Democrat. That's something that Democrats say because they like to pigeonhole everybody that they don't agree with into the same category.
Bringing it back to the pigeonhole.
It feels like a kind of us and them thing, and it's just ridiculous to think that there are only two options that you can be.
Yeah. Like if you go into the grocery store and you look for carbonated beverages, is there only Coke and Pepsi? No. There's like Dr. Pepper and Canada Dry Ginger Ale. There's Mr. Pibb. There's Shasta. There's all these different brands. So I don't understand how you can lump everybody into Republicans that you don't like.
I'm not lumping everybody into that.
That's what you just did.
Look, you must be misheard. You misreading the tea leaves.
You just said. What did you just say?
Well, he said something about if you're an independent, then you're a Republican in denial.
In denial, right? Yeah. So you lumped everybody who doesn't believe the way you believe as a Democrat into the Republican moniker. So you did lump everybody into that.
I know why you forgot what I said. I heard you talk about how you like to hang out in the marijuana store. I heard you. Didn't I not hear you to say that? You go to the marijuana store, you're the ganja man?
I'm sorry, what? I wasn't paying attention.
You're the ganja.
The point you were trying to make.
Man, right?
You're taking the head off the pipe or something? You weren't paying attention? Excuse me for interrupting your pleasure.
I do this show sober.
Yeah, okay. Sure, that's what they all say.
Wow.
Jerome, you know that I do it sober because the two times that I've been dumped on this show, that is to say that I said a word that the government says we can't say on radio, the two times it has happened, I was not sober. And so I said, well, self, I will do this show sober from now on so as not to be dumped or have to dump myself.
To dump or to be dumped.
That is the question.
Yeah, they're running for president. Yeah, right. I guess they think the nation is as dumb as the state, huh?
I guess so. Hey, Jerome, thanks for the call. Yeah. We appreciate you, man. Have a good night. Let's move right along.
Always a great call.
We love Jerome, despite the fact that he's wrong on just about everything. He's a good caller, and we'll allow him to continue the call, of course. Because it's Free Talk Live. What else are we going to do? Let's go to yet another unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live. What's your name, please?
Hi, I'm Cynthia.
Hey, Cynthia. You are live on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a retired physician. I've always wondered about why people are the way they are. And a couple years ago, I came across some research that was published in 2015 documenting out of a Canadian prison when they looked at men who were convicted of pedophilia as compared to men who had sexual transgressions against teenagers.
Okay.
These were pre-adolescents, right? These men had physical anomalies that marked them as having a teratogenic exposure in the first trimester and early second trimester. And I just think it's a really grievous thing to saddle a man with desire, with a brain that desires sexual contact that is forbidden in our society.
I'm sorry, can you back up just a bit? Because you said something happens in the womb?
Yes, teratogenic exposure.
What is that for our listeners?
Yes, teratogenic, something that mutates you from normal to abnormal. An example would be thalidomide, where the children were born with very small limbs or no limbs.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so we don't know what the chemical exposure is that is causing this, and there doesn't seem to be any interest in figuring it out. They believe that in Canada, 1-2% of men have this trait, which, of course, they did not ask for, right?
Right.
And if they ever have an exposure to alcohol or drugs, they will behave in a way different from normal people, okay? And I think that we need to go ahead and set up a society where there will not be any children, not a prison, but, you know, a decent place to be, where if you decide to you know, drink a bunch of alcohol, you won't end up making a mistake because you can't get access to them, to the children. But we also need to emphasize, we need to find out what this compound, what this is. Something is damaging. And see, I understand there are some people whose religious beliefs think that, oh, it's your karma. And I just can't go there. You do not deserve to be poisoned while you're an embryo, while you're in,
yeah.
So you know, in utero. So what was your solution?
Well, so first of all, I just want to get the problem succinct for our listeners, especially also for myself. So you're saying that you have read somewhere or done some research that leads you to believe that chemical exposures in the womb lead to pedophilia as adults?
Yes. Why don't you input into a search engine the words minor physical anomalies as a window into the prenatal origins of pedophilia?
Our crack producer is working on this.
In the solution, and I just want to make sure I get you right, so the solution to that is to put all children that have any sort of fetal alcohol syndrome or whatever?
No. I'm saying that that the men who have this inclination need to be offered a chance to be in a safe environment where there will not be any children, and so they don't end up committing a transgression and ending up in prison. You can't insist that they go there, but you can offer it.
But how do we know who is who? Like, how do we know?
Oh my God, the men know who they are.
Right, so they would have to voluntarily self-identify.
Yes, absolutely voluntarily. But see, since they are saddled with what is essentially a birth defect, and I really grieve for them because, you know, you are who you are in a sense. And it's true there are some people who are brought up in a culture where it's okay to have pedophilia. I, of course, was a child once, and I would hate to be in that kind of environment. But I'm just trying to figure out how to get the society instigated to get the research done to figure out what the compound is to get it out of our environment.
I just don't know if that's the only cause of pedophilia, you know? Like you said, it's just in a lot of cultures, and I don't know, a lot of children that were molested maybe themselves, sometimes they go on to, like, think that's okay. You know, there's just so many different things.
Hurt people and that kind of thing. Cynthia, yeah. Thank you for the call, and let us know if you make any headway on your research. I'd love to know the chemical compounds. 603-283-6160. More of your phone calls. We'll get to the folks who are on hold. And we got more in store for you tonight here on Free Talk Live, including parents suing social media for their lack of parenting skills. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. is providing $100 million in disaster relief aid to Turkey and Syria after a devastating earthquake slammed the countries earlier this month. That's according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who visited the hardest-hit areas in Turkey earlier today.
We're here to stand with the people of Turkey and Syria in the wake of this devastating earthquake.
A massive winter storm is set to slam parts of the country this week. Forecasters show it's is expected to start Tuesday in the Northwest, where heavy snow is likely to fall in the mountains of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. By midweek, the storm system will strengthen as it moves southeast, affecting the Rocky Mountains to the Great Lakes region. Nobody picked all six numbers in the latest Mega Millions jackpot. The jackpot rolls over Tuesday to $104 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And we're talking
live.
What does that make us?
Free Talk Live, live, live.
Right. What's the web address people can go to learn more?
Freetalklive.com.
Very nice. Very well. If they want to watch video, where do they go?
Video.freetalklive.com.
Odyssey.
Which is Odyssey.
Both of them, yeah. Yeah, both. Yeah, you're both correct. Do either of you know the phone number?
Yeah.
It says over there is the domestic terrorist hotline is 603-283-6160. Call now.
Very well.
Operators are standing by. That's the captain.
To be fair, you
can add that to your business card.
Operator.
Oh, yeah. Operator.
Operator. Yeah. No, I'm not adding that because then people want me to, like, oh, yeah, I need an operator. Yeah. No. No.
Can you
sorry.
Connect me to a hello, operator?
Naga.
My long-lost lover from the war.
I do want to get to this article about people suing social media. Parents.
Oh, I love this already.
Suing social media.
Which social media?
For social.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. For social media's lack of parenting skills. But first, let's go to, we've got Ricky from the Commonwealth of what? Ricky, what is it?
That would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and thank you very much, Brother Ian.
It's the captain. Ian's not here tonight.
Brother Captain.
I got that one, though.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny? I got to tell you, this is the first time I heard Jerome from South Carolina.
Really? He's a frequent caller.
Well, I got to figure out, I got to get that number or something to get away to listen to the show. I really do. I got to work on that.
Okay.
All right, but anyways, before I go into what I was going to talk about tonight, just a comment on Jerome. you're right about one thing. He was wrong about everything. And and beyond that, I mean, beyond that, he accused you of being on a substance. Like, that would be such a bad thing. You know what I mean, Ian? You know, but I'm listening to this guy. He's on something, you know, whether it's medication or something.
Oh, you know, he is, yeah. He's older, too, so he's in his, I think he's in his 50s or 60s, I'm not sure.
Hey, older, what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, watch it.
Hey, 5-0, watch it.
Well, anyways, he said about Nikki Haley. Now, I'm a little fan of hers, and her name's very familiar to me.
Nah.
He lives in South Carolina.
Yes, he does.
She took down my beloved Confederate flag from on top of the State House. Now, he must have missed that. She never said she's going to deport anybody. You know, so.
Hmm.
But anyways, nonetheless, that's Jerome.
All right,
well, here's what's on my mind. He did say something that piqued my interest, and that's the popular vote.
Well,
you know.
So I have this problem with humanity functioning on popularity contests. Like, where did anybody come up with the harebrained idea that the winner of a popularity contest should tell everybody else what to do and how to do it? It seems ridiculous to me.
Well, but if we're going to have elected officials at all...
Well, I'm saying that maybe we shouldn't.
I think it's
a dumb idea.
I shouldn't. Why do you call them officials?
I elected myself.
Oh, are you an anarchist?
I am.
Anarchist
I am.
Capitalist.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Oh, you're an anarchist now?
I've been an anarchist since I was born. We're all born anarchists.
It's true. We're all born atheists and anarchists until people start lying to us.
Well, I mean, but we do have the system we have nonetheless, you know?
There is a system. It does exist. And, you know, we're currently subjected to it. I cannot opt out. Without considering extremes like suicide. I like living, so I'm never going to commit suicide. Let's just get that out there before somebody decides that, oh, he Epstein'd or whatever.
Well, you know what, Ian? That being said, screw that whole idea. Here's another one. Now, one thing that came to mind was your Biden AI, and I started thinking about secession. You know, and I came to these conclusions. Now, when it comes to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, there's really good news, a lot of good news, but there's some bad news with that, too. Now, here's the good news. Good news is it is rooted in our history, everything from the point of the reasons why we ratified as late as 1787. Then you go into the next phase when you had, you can go into 1863, and we have the documents to show all this. Pennsylvania came very, very close to joining the Confederacy. Would it have mattered? My estimation? No. But it's an interesting note. Then you had in the 90s, this was a serious effort where it was argued on the floor of the House, you know, and that was far as secession, people infringing on our sovereignty for a million and one different ways.
Yeah.
And that you had the result of the Independent Sovereignty Act. Then more recently, as you remember, we talked about this on the show at the time. It was in the 2000s where there was a weak attempt. Okay, that's the good news. Well, here's the bad news. Now, this conclusion's become clear to me. Now, a couple years back it was, and I'm not happy about this at all.
Okay.
The upside-down triangulation of evil, and I'm referring to our missile silos, that it did come out at a point where those missile silos were. And I have to admit, I was not only appalled but horrified that one of them was right here in the Commonwealth in Red River.
No.
That I see posing a big problem for secession, that these things exist. How I don't know how it happened, when it happened, but they're here. You know, I see that as a big problem.
I mean, for you in Pennsylvania, yes. I don't.
Right,
know.
You don't have that problem in New Hampshire because you don't have missile silos.
Not that I'm aware of,
as far as we know.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
these are our big nukes. This is the big stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is so we can blow up everybody in the whole world. I mean, Pennsylvania's got a third of that.
And just think of that for a minute. It's so they can blow up the whole world.
Doesn't sound like a good idea.
Fill them with concrete.
and, And people wonder why I don't support the system. I mean, the system, if you just look at the output of the system, it is not designed for freedom. It is not designed for justice. It is not designed for liberty. It is not designed for any of the things that supposedly the founding fathers said it was about. It's not about any of that. You just look at the output of the system. What is the output? Its main output is murder. Its second main output is theft. Right? These are the two biggest outputs of the system, death and stealing.
Well, there is more good news, Ian, now that I think about it. One thing that's in our Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and I don't know about how New Hampshire has, but we have it.
Mm-hmm.
No member of the Commonwealth can be tried by the legislature for treason. Now, that's especially a very good thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you're still begging your masters for forgiveness or for some semblance of rights, where rights aren't given to you by government. They're a condition of your existence as a human being.
Oh, I agree with that, Ian. I just wish that everybody agreed with me on that. And that's one of our biggest problems when it comes to things that I have discussed as of recent, whether it be the race problem or, you know, you got Jerome. You know, and he's a problem. You know, Jerome should really consider, you know, possibly leaving the Democratic Party or maybe not even voting at all.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Hey, Ricky, we appreciate the call. Thank you. Yeah, good luck getting Jerome to change his colors.
He'd have to rent a U-Haul before he did that.
He is certainly, I enjoy him as a person, and if he were here, I'd say let's go have a beer or something like that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'd like to hang out with the guy. But at the same time, his political leanings, he's so ingrained. He gets the feed directly into his mind. He mainlines the news, if you will. And it is just horrible for you as a person to do that.
And the big issue is just following for their separation techniques. You know what I mean? Like, they try to do the us and them thing.
Right.
Like, you know,
divide and conquer.
Oh, yep. the Republicans are evil. And it's like, all right, we're all just
the rich
people.
Against the poor.
Yeah, yeah, Republicans, yep. Democrats, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, and Jerome even said as much, if you're not one of us, you're one of them.
Yeah, it's like, right. What does that even mean,
like,
man?
Really, dude? Screw you.
Like, this isn't war.
You know. Anyway, let's move on. We've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Why are you abusive?
I would say I'm not.
If I ever was abusive...
You have been, Nikki.
If I ever was abusive, David, it's because I was abused.
Why was I abused?
Oh, is that a justification? Oh, what did Nikki do? I remember when you defamed me when Aria was mocking my children and the situation there, and you
That's not abuse.
Joined in.
Well, you'd have to be famed to be defamed.
Actually, it is abuse, Nikki. It was abuse. You were abusive at the time. I've seen you be abusive many times, not just to me.
Oh, my gosh. What have you done, Nikki?
Bad effect or for bad purpose. Okay, I guess I'll
give
it to
you. You're being abusive right now. Somebody's trying to be serious with you.
Because I read you a definition of the word.
You're talking over as well.
Okay, I am abusive then.
David, you're getting defensive. Getting defensive.
Hang on. So, first of all...
I'm not getting defensive. I'm calling you on your ass, and you can't take it.
David, hang on a minute. David, hang on. Hang on. So, here's the thing. Let's just say... that Nikki was being abusive, right? Now, you did voluntarily...
Yes, she was.
You did voluntarily call into the show. She's being abusive again, so are you the kind of guy that likes to be abused by girls?
That's a non sequitur, because a person is calling in to try to get a message out. It has nothing to do with whether they enjoy you or not. They're trying to get a message out.
Oh, it's a sequitur.
And in the process of trying to... You're talking over me.
Am I?
You just did.
Did I?
Yeah, you should. Maybe you'll want to listen to yourself on the radio and try not to talk over people. You can hear yourself do it if you just check.
Can I?
So I was. You successfully did what you. That's another thing you guys do. If someone's trying to make a point,
no, not someone.
You
just you, David.
Interrupt
just you, David.
Like you're doing right now.
Just you, David.
Like you're doing right. Interrupting like you're doing
cow.
Right now.
Interrupting cow.
Right, like you're doing right now.
Cacao,
yeah.
Cacao. Cacao.
All right, we're just going to...
Cacao.
Let's put David back on hold there for a minute. Thoughts?
Prayers?
Thoughts and prayers for David from New Mexico, everybody. Yeah. All right. I think I'm done with him. I want to get to this bit about. Let me just clarify. David has a legit beef against the system, and
me apparently.
Well, okay. I don't know about
and probably
it,
you
legit.
And probably Steve.
Yeah,
too.
I don't know if it's legit, but his beef with the system seems legit to me. However, I'm just tired of him as a person. So there you have it.
Well, he wanted to use this as a platform to get his message out,
which over
he
has. Just, and over and
done.
Over
he does
and
that
over
to the point of not only annoying the hosts but annoying all of our callers.
Right. It's like beating a dead horse. Yeah, people call in and they're like. We don't like David. Please tell him to talk about something different. Yeah.
I have had people approach me. They'd probably like, hey, man,
like in person,
love the show.
Yeah.
But like, man, whenever David calls in, I'm just like, oh, no, I can't take this. I turn the channel.
You should write a track just as a background track.
Of David?
Yeah.
Why?
Why would I
give him the fame he seeks to be defamed from?
So. Trying to get a message out. Come on.
He got his message out.
Yeah.
You're being abusive.
Yeah.
You're being defensive.
If anybody's being abusive, he's being abusive.
Yeah, yeah, bad affect. We want to talk about a bad affect.
What was your definition of that?
Hang on, let me pull it up again. And then for some reason, and I really tried to give it to him because I was like, let me look up the definition of abusive because maybe he's right.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, I gave it to him. He was right. And then he, you know, was like, see, there you go again. And I'm like, no, I was trying to be nice, but whatever.
abused the definition.
Right. So abuse. Use to bad effect or for a bad purpose. Misuse. Or to treat a person or an animal with cruelty or violence, especially with regularity or rapidity.
Well, that sounds more like David's actions than ours. So,
if he only called once a week, it would probably subside the abuse.
To be fair, I don't think he's called the Sunday show. At least
I wouldn't say we treat him with cruelty, violence. I wouldn't say we treat him with cruelty. I mean, we let him call into the show.
I mean,
a lot of radio shows would not let this guy call in every single.
If anything, we have fun playing word games with him.
Yeah.
I do anyway, or I try to. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's move into this bit about parents suing social media for social media's lack of parenting skills.
So I bought this tablet to parent my kid.
In your website, blah, blah, blah.
Los Angeles, California, February 8th, at about the time her daughter reached the age of 12, American Health Executive Lori saw her once confident, happy child turning into someone she barely recognized. At first, she thought a bad case of adolescent angst was to blame. Initially, her daughter had trouble sleeping and grappled with episodes of self-loathing and anxiety, but by the time she was 14, she had started cutting herself and was having suicidal thoughts.
Take away the phone.
Get her on some medication.
Seriously.
Without Lori knowing, she had been sneaking away her confiscated smartphone and spending hours online at night trawling through posts about self-harm and eating disorders on social media platforms.
Yeah. Ooh. No, and that's real, too. I remember I was on, when I was a teenager, I was on a website called Tumblr. And there's all these, like, subgenres, I guess you could call them, of different things. And there was this one where this, like, subgenre that was all about cutting yourself, like self-harm, eating disorders, and it was just a bunch of girls who would post pictures just glorifying this, basically.
Who could get the most likes of cutting themselves up?
Basically. Wow. And it's, I could see, like, if you're a vulnerable young girl who's already maybe dealing with, like, trauma and stuff like that, and you're just, like, trying to figure out, you know, you're trying to belong to some sort of group, or you're just trying to find your way, if you are stuck in this, you know, black hole on the internet, how that would be easy to get sucked into.
But something has to be amiss with you for you to seek this out in the first place.
Oh, absolutely.
Place.
Lack of parenting, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Or support,
Support. We're not there yet.
All right.
Jump in the gun.
Don't be abusive.
So, so she caught her daughter trawling through posts about self-harm and eating disorders on social media platforms. Quote, one day she said to me, Mom, I'm going to hurt myself badly if I don't get help. That sounds like a cry for help to me. She's saying to her mom, Lori said, as she described the mental health crises that have plagued her daughter for the last 2 years, disrupting her education and devastating the family's finances. She asked to use only her first name in order to protect the identity of her daughter. Praying for her daughter's care, therapists, a psychiatrist, and multiple residential treatment facilities across the country has nearly bankrupted Lori, who recently sold her house in California and moved to a cheaper home in another state.
Wow, so it sounds like she's really trying here, right?
I have a theory.
Okay.
And some folks might not like it. But we got to get through some of this before we can come back to it.
Right.
In August, she filed a lawsuit on behalf of her daughter against the social media platforms she blames for the ordeal.
Yeah, you lost me there.
Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok. So these are the three.
Okay.
This mother has determined that Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok are to blame for her daughter's mental health problems. The case is one of dozens of similar U.S. lawsuits which argue that, when it comes to children, social media is a dangerous product, like a car with a faulty seatbelt, and that tech companies should be held to account and pay for the resulting harms.
Well,
I've heard this argument before, and I'll tell you where in just a minute. Before she used social media, this is the mom talking, Before she used social media, there was no eating disorder, there was no mental illness, there was no isolation, there was no cutting, none of that, Lori told the Thomson Reuters Foundation about her daughter. Don Grant, a psychologist who specializes in treating children with mental health issues linked to digital devices, said Lori's predicament is increasingly common because, you know, social media is everywhere. It's like every night kids all over the country sneak out of their houses and go to play in the sewers under the city with no supervision. That's what being online can be like, he said. You think just because your kids are sitting in your living room, they're safe, but they're not. Facebook's parent company, Meta Platforms, Inc., Snap, Inc., which owns Snapchat and TikTok, declined to comment on individual lawsuits but said they prioritize children's safety online. Meta executives under criticism over internal data showing its Instagram app damaged the mental health of teenagers have highlighted the positive impacts of social media and their efforts to better protect young users.
I mean, there's so much to unpack there.
There is. So let's start, because there's way more to this article, but let's just start there. I will tell you where I've heard this argument before. I've told this story on Free Talk Live before, and I'll tell it again. When I was just beginning to listen to heavy metal, rock and roll, the devil's music, my very, very religious parental units at the time sent me to this seminar called The Truth About Rock.
Wow.
And this was a whole bunch of overly religious people with poor parenting skills who had children who were suicidal in one way or another, or suffering from some sort of mental health crises as, generally speaking, a result of their bad parenting, who blamed rock and roll and heavy metal for their children attempting suicide.
It's Ozzy's fault.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Ozzy, Judas Priest, Metallica, Kiss, right? Yep. You get all that. AC/DC, right? Shoot to Thrill.
It's the back masking in the whole 666 thing.
Or the Blue Oyster Cult one, Don't Fear the Reaper. They're going to make all the kids commit suicide.
Now, all of this was found factually false.
Yeah, of course, obviously.
Right? Music does not induce suicide.
But are you sure it doesn't possess them by demons? Because that's the argument a lot of really religious people use. You're going to get possessed.
The evidence has shown that that is not the case. What has been shown, evidentially, is that somebody's behavior while listening to music is or can be interpreted as a symptom of whatever mental health crisis they're having. So, for example, you break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend and you feel sad. And so you seek out sad love songs.
No, I go for the metal.
Right? You know?
No.
I mean, I'm just saying, this is what.
Yeah, it's a common thing. You have your sad playlist, whatever.
If it's somebody's birthday, what are they gonna, you're going to sing happy birthday. Yeah. You're going to find the birthday songs. You're going to send them to...
Yeah.
Right? This is the thing you're going to do. So music is not the cause of these things in people, nor is social media. Social media is not the cause of these things. Her daughter did not develop these mental problems as a result of social media. Her daughter developed these mental issues as either some form of child abuse or bad parenting or a combination of the two.
Well, and I think, correct, you know where this is getting, where people are getting confused here, because social media gives them more specific ideas, right? So whereas a child might not think about cutting themselves or self-harming or developing an eating disorder, they might not be able to come up with those specific ideas themselves. But they would not do those things. You wouldn't mutilate yourself unless you had pre-existing trauma or mental illness.
Right.
Even if you see it on the internet.
Right.
You're not gonna slit your wrists unless there's really something there, and I think that's legitimate. And I think it's a lot to do with parenting.
Yes.
I think, unfortunately, and I don't even want to play the blame game here.
Yeah.
In this world we live in today, where to afford anything, both parents have to work or whatever, split families.
Right.
It's hard to be completely attentive to your children in the way that they need.
Yes.
So we send our kids to public schools. We pay someone else through taxation to raise our kids. And it's impossible for a teacher to, one, love your children as much as you do, and to, two, raise like 30 kids.
Right.
It's impossible.
Right.
So this is the end result.
Right.
Kids aren't getting enough love and attention from their parents and their families.
Yeah, the outsourcing of teaching children to government is one of the most horrible ideas planet Earth has ever had. Humanity has ever had. It is certainly, and it is a reflection on people who do not understand. Like, if you're going to have children, whether you do it on purpose or it sort of happens, most people are like, hey, it sort of happened, right? Like,
it doesn't sort of happen, but they say that.
But they don't plan on it. But it is super important for you to get, if you're going to have children, to get your children into a one-income, one-parent-at-home situation. All of the evidence suggests that having both parents plus one of them at home is the key to raising a decent person, a well-adjusted child.
I agree with that, but it's unfortunate that it's almost impossible for some families.
Yeah, because they have to buy phones. You got to pay for the data plan. You got to work.
603-283-6160. Do you think social media is to blame for children's mental health issues, particularly those that make them want to commit suicide? Give us a call, 603-283-6160.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.